This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest reading on inflation in this economy will be upon us tomorrow morning, the Consumer Price Index. A reminder here that it's going to be a little misleading on a year-over-year basis because last year was, well, we all know what last year was, right? But the fact is, consumer prices are going up, in no small part because commodity prices are rising too. Sabri talked about copper yesterday. Today we're talking food. Raw food inputs, wheat and corn and soybeans, are getting pricier. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, those prices are going to play out for consumers downstream.
One big reason why the price of corn is up 50% this year is because of a different pandemic. African swine fever crippled pork production in China, which is now trying to buy up corn to restore its pig population.
So China has turned to U.S. corn, and that drives prices in the United States.
That's ag professor Daniel Sumner at UC Davis. He says American farmers have been growing more corn to meet demand, so they have less room for other crops.
Corn takes land away from wheat. Well, that reduces wheat supply, and you increase the price of wheat as a consequence.
Animals that eat this pricier grain are now costing more per head, says Glenn Tonzer, who teaches agricultural economics at Kansas State University. He says that's driving up the price of pork, beef, and also chicken, which people have been eating more and more of throughout the pandemic.
So in reality, you got strong meat demands pulling prices up, and you have higher cost of production that are pushing them up, and it's both of those that are leading to your higher chicken prices.
Tonzer says those prices are being felt by restaurants and grocery stores. At Hawaii Supermarket near Los Angeles, manager Chris Duong says his chicken suppliers are charging 10 to 15% more for the chickens he buys.
That's pretty big. Meat prices usually don't fluctuate that much.
He says beef and pork have been getting more expensive, too. Duong says independent grocery stores like his operate on slim margins, so he has little choice but to pass the higher prices on to consumers.
You know, in times like these, when everything's going up, all the costs are going up, we kind of have to.
Duong says that means charging a dollar more for every whole chicken he sells. That dollar is roughly his entire profit margin. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.